السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, Voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'a, and our esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International on this beautiful Monday morning, the 19th of Jumad al-Ula, 1447, corresponding with the 10th of November, 2025. Alhamdulillahi wahdahu wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da wa ala alihi wa ashabihi alladhina awfa'u ahda alladhina hum mafatihur rahmati wa masabihul ghurar. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث صدق الله مولانا العظيم. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Monday morning. May Allah bless you and Afa with afiyat and good health. حضرت مفتي صاحب, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم معنا سليم كريم and APA and family. جزاك الله خيرا to our technician brother Junaid Khan. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 19th of Jumad al-Ula 1447. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 58, Suratul Mujadala, the debate, the discussion, and verses 14 to verse number 17. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is addressing him, Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and by analogy and by extension to me and you. How will you know a person is on the right path or a person is an opportunist and he is definitely going astray and he will lead others also astray? So chapter number 58, verse 14. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ تَوَلَّوْا قَوْمًا غَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. Hamza istifham. So what? لَمْ تَرَ. What did you not see, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? إِلَى الَّذِينَ تَوَلَّوْا. Those people who are befriending. So now who are these people? In Medina Munawwara, they were the Munafiqeen, the hypocrites. And on the other side, they were the Jews, the hypocrites. Their name were Muslim names. Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul. But he was a Ra'isul Munafiqeen, the leader of the hypocrites. So outwardly, they said they have Iman and Islam. But Almighty Allah exposed them. And Almighty Allah said, people who die in that condition, that the hearts are devoid of true Iman, then they will be dispatched to the lowest dungeon prison and placed there in Jahannam. Chapter 4. Surah Nisa and verse number 145. Innal munafiqina fi darkil asfali minan nar. Verily, these hypocrites will be dispatched to the lowest place in Jahannam. Therefore, O Muslim, Jahannam means hellfire. And therefore, O Muslim, me and you, daily we should beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for protection. Read with me. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-kufri wa shirki wa nifaqi من الكفر والشرك والنفاق. Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, I seek your protection that from kufr and blasphemy, wa shirki, polytheism, idol worship, and nifaq, hypocrisy, we just pay lip service to Islam, but the heart is devoid of iman. So Surah 4, Chapter 4, and it is verse number 145, the last page of the fifth supara, the fifth juz. So there you will find the ayat there very easy. So they will be dispatched there. So we must ask Allah Jalla Wala for protection from blasphemy and kufr, from polytheism, idol worship and shirk, and nifaq and hypocrisy. Remember, today it's rife and rampant. Hazrat Ji, Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Khan Sahib Jalalabadi, Nawwar Allah Marqadahu, we spent Ramadan with him in 1977. So how many years ago? 50 years ago, plus minus Islamic Day. So we see that he said, "Is zamane mein nifaq aam ho chuka hai," that hypocrisy has become rife and rampant in this day and this age. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ تَوَلَّوْا قَوْمًا غَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did you not see those people who befriended? Who did they befriend? Qawman, such a people, such a nation, the Jews. غَذِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. Allah's wrath, Allah's anger, Allah's fury descended on them. Therefore, O Muslim, when we read Salat daily, any Salat, Far Salat, Far Wajib Salat, Sunnat Salat, Nafil Salat, any prayer, then we beg Almighty Allah, you show us the right path, Ya Allah. غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. Not the path of those upon whom Allah's anger and Allah Ta'ala's rage descended upon them, the Jutlas and the Jews. وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. And not those people who are astray, the Christians. That tafsir and commentary was done by him, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. Go open Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, and so forth. So these people, they formed an alliance. Who? The hypocrites. And the other side, the Jutlas. And what was their aim? To undermine Islam, Muslims, and to harm him, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah forbid. Like how that crazy pandit and priest in India, he said, I'm going to wipe out Islam. Islam is a cancer. I sent it out to you last night, so yesterday afternoon. So remember that. Inna shani'aka wal abtar. The shortest chapter in the Noble Quran, chapter 108, verse number 3. Verily, those people who hate you, Ya Rasulullah, Allah forbid, who will abtar, they will be crushed, they will be decimated, destroyed by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So remember, Jutlas and Christians and Mushrikeen and non-Muslims, to have friendship with them and make them our bosom buddies, all haram that is. Quran Kareem is very, very clear on this issue. Chapter 5, verse number 51. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu la tattakhidhu al-yahuda wan-nasara awliya. Hey, iman walo, oh you believe, 89 different places this phrase is used to elevate our rank and status. Do not take the Jews and Christians as your protectors and your buddies and your best friends. Ba'aduhum awliya'u ba'd. They are the friends of one another. They showed it to us in Gaza, in Palestine, and even today they are showing us that. And the Munafiqeen, and you have the Saudis and Emiratis and all these kings of Bahrain, Morocco and Jordan, all Munafiqeen and Kuffar and Murtad, and the Pharaoh there, Sisi, you see that. So they are the people that are the selling out Islam. So Quran warns us, وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ مِنْهُمْ. And whosoever befriends them, you become part and parcel of them. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is warning us, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ. Remember, this is not confined to Jews and Christians. Al-Quran yufassiru ba'du ba'da. Certain verses of the Noble Quran, they will expound and explain the other verses. So Surah chapter number 8, Surah Anfal, the booty, the spoils of war, and verse 73, Almighty Allah states, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, and all these non-Muslims who are sane and mature, بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ, they are the protectors of one another, they are the friends of one another. Russia invades Ukraine, straight away kicked out from FIFA, kicked out from UEFA, and so many other organizations. Israel, the haramis, the war criminals, and guilty of genocide and ethnic cleansing crime against humanity for past 80 years, haramis, you must remember that, from 47, 46, they're busy doing all this here. So Islamic is already 80 years, so what you see, you must remember that, no, we can't kick them out. So these are how these haramis work and so forth. And if you don't know the meaning of harami, it means an illegitimate child, but that's too kind a word. So B, so therefore we call them the big B's. You see that B, B, pakka harami shaitan. So Allah Ta'ala says, even among themselves, مَا هُم مِنْكُمْ وَلَا مِنْهُمْ, they, the munafiqin and hypocrites, they are not from you. They don't belong to you, O Muslims. وَلَا مِنْهُمْ, and they're not from them. So Almighty Allah has mentioned this as well. In the ending of the Fudayn, in the ending of the fifth Supara of Jews, that these people, yeah, that what they are, La ilaha ula, wa la ilaha ula, a muzabzabina bayna dhali, Quran says, they are in between, jumping from here to there. And they're not dedicated to that side, not dedicated to this side. So that's what they are. Opportunists, you see that. وَلَا مِنُهُمْ وَيَحْلِفُونَ عَلَى الْكَذِبِ, and they take oath and qasam on Allah's name. When people take too much qasam and oath on their business, or in their marriage, or in their family ties, you must know there's a sign of munafiqeen and hypocrites. People who take too much qasam, therefore in Islam, to take oath for everything is discouraged. Is not permissible. وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ, whilst they know the act they are carrying out, that how they are trying to fool people, both sides, but Allah Jalla Wala exposes them. See what Allah says for the munafiqeen and hypocrites, and the jutlas and all of them together. أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا, Allah Jalla Wala has already prepared for them a severe, painful, terrible, horrible punishment, beyond our perception, comprehension. For us, we just get pricked by a little bit, you know, pin or what have you, and we are screaming out of pain and excruciating pain. What will happen in the year after? Allah alone protect us, when Allah Himself says, Azaban Shadida, a severe punishment, a severe chastisement. إِنَّهُمْ سَاءَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, verily, very, very bad and evil are their deeds and actions, whether in privacy or whether in public. Regarding their lip service, they just take an oath on Almighty Allah. Allah says, اتخذوا أيمانهم جنة فصدوا عن سبيل الله. So they have taken the names of Almighty Allah, the Iman. Iman means the Qasam and the oath. So they say, Wallahi, Billahi, Tallahi. Big, big oath they took. Junnatan. Junnah, in the good old days, people had the sword in the right hand and they had the shield in the left hand to protect themselves from the enemy. So these are what these people are using. Using the oath as a shield. So people must not condemn and criticize them. فَصَدُّوا عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, hence they become an impediment, an obstacle from the path of Allah. They don't want people to become true Muslims like today. They banned the Tabligh Jamaat in so many Arab countries. The best Jamaat in the whole world, 1926, Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Nawwarullah Marqadah, who started this work, 100 years and more now, Islamic calendar. But they say no. But all these haramis, bikini, beaches, cinemas, musical extravaganza, all that, that they will allow. You see, that is for Saddu and Sabirillah. The good people, majority of them, you deprive them and you prevent them. But the haramis and the scum of the scum, you allow them. فَسْوَدُّوا عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ, and for them there will be such a punishment to disgrace and humiliate them. Allahumma ajirna minan nar, Allahumma ahfazna min. Ya Allah, protect us from Jahannam and the hellfire, and protect us from all types of calamities and musibat. Bi fadlika wa rahmatika wa judika wa karamik. Through your grace, mercy and benevolence. Ameen, ameen, ameen. But now the one thought comes in the person's mind, and this is the crisis in the Muslim mind today. That person there is reading his 5 times salat. That person there is fasting. That person is paying the tribute zakat. But he's trying his best. But if you look at him, he doesn't have much money, and he's not so honorable in the eyes of the people. And sometimes he's struggling, and sometimes, you know, he has family domestic problems. These people who are munafiqeen, maybe they read one Jumu'ah, maybe they read Eid Salat and so forth, and they play a game. There their business is flourishing, their children look so beautiful, handsome, and you look at their status in society, people look up to them. So Almighty Allah is teaching us. In the next verse, لَن تُغْنِيَ أَنُهُمْ أَمْوَالُهُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا. It will not come in handy to them. It will not come there and enrich them in any way. So it will not help them. So أَمْوَالُهُمْ, their wealth, their millions, billions, trillions, and وَلَا أَوْلَادُهُمْ, nor their children, grandchildren, مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا, against Allah Ta'ala in the least. But Allah Ta'ala, Allah will dispatch them to Jahannam and the hellfire with the beauty and attractiveness and the wealth and everything they have when they don't have Iman and Islam. Allah Jalla Wala speaks of Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Chacha, Kaka, and who, the paternal uncle, Pasabrur. I gave you in 5-6 languages there. So you must remember that. So that is, you must remember that he, Abu Lahab, what was his name? Ya O Ummah, Abdul Uzza. Uzza is the idol, and he was the slave of that idol. So much wealth, remember, he had. And he himself was so handsome. Nighttime you could see his face. He was so fair in complexion. The father of flame. And on top of that, he was one of the trustees and the directors and custodians of the Baytullah and Kaaba Musharrafa and so forth. But what Allah said, مَا أَغْنَىٰ أَنْهُ مَالُهُ وَمَا كَسَبْ. No, did his wealth come in handy for him. See, أَغْنَىٰ. And yeah, لَنْ تُغْنِيَىٰ. So nor did it come in handy for him and assist him. Maluhu, his wealth, nor his children, nobody could help him. But don't make a mistake. You must remember he had a daughter, and that daughter's name was Durrah. So you must remember that she used to come and by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam cry. And I tell the people, I'm Durrah. They ask me, who? Then I say, the daughter of Abu Lahab. They say, oh, your father, mother, all going to Jahannam and so forth. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told the Ummah, don't criticize people because of what their parents did or others did. You must remember that. So yeto kudrat ka karishma. I love Durrah, so you must love her as well. When you're going to keep your daughter's name Durrah, the pearl, shining, glittering pearl. How many beautiful names you can find in the Sahaba and Sahabiyat, male and female. So their wealth and their children, grandchildren, will not assist them in the least against Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Ulaika ashabun nar. Those are the companions and inmates of the fire. Hum fiha khalidun. They will dwell and stay there forever and ever. And go to chapter 33, Surah Ahzab, the coalition, verses 64-65, then you will get the full picture. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَعَنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. Verily, Almighty Allah has cursed the non-Muslims who are sane and mature. وَعَدَّ لَهُمْ سَعِيرًا. Allah has already prepared for them the inferno, the blazing fire. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. They will dwell and stay there eternally. Eternal doom, eternal gloom. Once Abada comes, it means forever and ever and ever. So that is for those non-Muslims. Any ism they belong to, and they sane and mature. لا يجدون وليا ولا نصيرا. No protector, no helper, no barrister, no lawyer, no senior counsel, queen's counsel, no procureur. Procureur is Afrikaans. So nobody will help them whom fiha khalidun. Allah grant us Jannat al-Firdaus and protect us, remember, from Jahannam and the hellfire. And remember once more, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-kufri wa shirki wa nifaqi. These are the three categories of people enshrined in the Noble Quran. They will be forever dispatched to Jahannam. May Almighty Allah keep us steadfast on Iman. We die on Iman and we wake up and be resurrected on that faith and Iman. Tahta liwa'i Nabi Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, under the banner and the flag of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Today, alhamdulillah, is the 19th of Jumada al-Ula, 1447, in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa, Palestine, South Africa. 95-99% of the cities, countries of the world, we present to you the news, views, interviews. Hamas handed over a body or the remains. So now in the possession of Hamas, there are still four bodies of the Jutla, so dead hostages, call them dead, say four haramis, dispatched to Jahannam and hellfire. So you might be wondering, but now if these Jutlas died 10 years ago and all that, and Hamas kept them, so why the story of Jahannam comes and all that? So Allah gives you the answer, but you don't want to read Quran. Quri, chapter number 40, verse number 46. Chapter 40, verse 46. An-naru yu'raduna alayya ghuduwan wa 'ashiyya. Almighty Allah tells us about the Pharaoh. Chapter 10, Surah Yunus, verse 92. فَالْيَوْمَ نُنَجِّيكَ بِبَدَنِكَ لِتَكُونَ لِمَنَ خَلْفَكَ آيَةٌ. Allah Jalla Wala has preserved the body of the Pharaoh so that humanity, posterity can observe it. Chapter 10, verse 92. Now regarding the Pharaoh and his comrades and cronies, Allah speaks of them. They died thousand years ago, right? They were drowned. And now Almighty Allah states in chapter 40, Surah Mu'min, verse 46, An-naru yu'raduna alayya ghuduwan wa 'ashiyya. They are presented to the fire morning, evening, meaning all the time. But I've been to the Pharaonic Museum. You're going to Cairo, you must visit Muthaf Faraina. Muthaf Faraina, Pharaonic Museum. You will see all the pharaohs of the past, they mummified. But we don't see anything, but that's it. Optical illusion. Our eyes not seeing does not mean it never doesn't take place. You and your wife, you and your child are sleeping. They suddenly wake up and they're perspiring. You ask them what happened. They say, I had a terrible nightmare. You're right there, but you never saw it. So what you going to say then? So similarly, here also, this is azab-e-qabr, azab-e-barzakh. Once a person dies, the azab is already started, punishment for them. See? وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ. And when the Sa'a, the day of justice, is established, Allah announces, أَدْخِلُوا. O angels, admit them to Pharaoh and his cronies and comrades. آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ. آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ كُلُّ مَنِ اتَّبَى فِرْعَوْنَ. All those followers of the Pharaoh, أَشَدَّ الْعَذَابَ, to the worst punishment, Jahannam and hellfire. So there you have it. So their Jutla is already being punished, the haramis. And they still got four bodies, they can use it as a bargaining chip. BBC in big trouble, the haramis. The director general, and he's a male, and the new CEO, female. One is a male, one is a female, right? So this way, that way, whatever you want to say. Both resigned. Why? That they were critical of Trump and they edited some things and all that. So now they said, no, that this is a leaked thing. So now we'll be in big trouble. So therefore, they resign and so forth. Million people evacuated there in the Philippines from the typhoon. You must remember, as Allah always asks Allah for afia. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afwa wal-afia. Oh Allah, we ask of you forgiveness and safety, comfort, protection. Fi dunya wal-akhirah. Open Ibn Majah, you will find it. Now you jutla, jutlis, you haramis, you cursed nation, you murderers, baby killers. So now I've been there. Write it down, you ulama. Write it down. You must remember, you students, when you go to Palestine, you must go to a place called Buhayra Tabariya. Buhayra Tabariya, when you study Ashratu Sa'a, the signs of Qiyamah and so forth, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Isa alayhi salatu salam and his people will be here on the earth. Allah will send another group of people, wild and uncultured, uncivilized really, Gog and Magog, hatta idha futihat ya'juju wa ma'juju wa hum min kulli hadabi yansilun. So they will come there by Buhayra Tabariya, Lake Tiberias, and then they will drink the water there. Even their own people won't have time to drink, an opportunity to drink. So now there, at the Lake Tiberias, you see that Buhayra Tabariya, the Ma'arif newspaper of Israel, I sent it out yesterday on my status and so forth. So there are snakes appearing everywhere. You want to steal Palestine, you want to steal Masjidul Aqsa, you want to expel the ethnic cleansing of the Palestinians, Allah is going to punish you even more. Now the snakes are appearing in their houses, in here, there. They don't know what to do. So I tell you what to do, Jutla, Jutli, Jews, Zionists, you must foot sack. Get out quickly, because the punishment is going to increase. And you don't know foot sack, it means get out immediately. So the Republicans are still licking their wounds. Mamdani is a Shia, not Muslim. But we give him due. He beat APEC. He beat all these haramis. They lost 40-50 million immediately. And the billions they're going to lose. 1st January, New Year's Day, he will be inaugurated as the mayor of New York, the biggest city in America, the financial capital, sitting on billion and trillion dollars and so forth. They say he's a terrorist. They say, no, he's a communist. All this randy fine, pakka harami, anti-Islam, anti-Muslim. So an anti, you must remember, Palestine. So they saying we must deport him and we must go into his status and see how he entered America, what is parents when you were 7 years old. So imagine all these things. How they burning. We say, you Jutlas and Americans, kulmutu bighayrikum. You can freck and you can die like a dog. 40 days have already passed, you must remember, for the shutdown. But now they're pulling a deal, a stopgap measure. Now to understand this, you need to understand American politics. When I went with my wife, this is the second time. First time with Brother Yusuf Dokrat, we went alone, no women in there. Second time with my wife, I went, we had the 10-year visa, both of us, alhamdulillah. So there they have a day, and it's a very big day in American culture. It's called Thanksgiving Day, and this year it will be on 27th November. And it will be on a Thursday. You can mark it if you want to know American culture and so. So now, that's the time the families go and meet one another and so forth. It's a happy occasion. So now they're saying the planes are not going. And the people, you must remember, the officials, most of them are now resigning. Some of them are sending medical certificates. They're not getting paid and so forth. So it's a crisis. And then what about Christmas? And then what about New Year? It will be an absolute disaster. The airlines will go bankrupt. So 8 of these Democrats, you understand, Biden's party, they said, okay, let us now agree to end of December, beginning January, and so forth and so on, a stopgap measure, so that at least people can get wages and they can celebrate Thanksgiving and that. So the problem is not solved. It is just a stopgap measure. You must remember, Allah's curse is on them. So Masjidul Aqsa, the settlers are brazen nowadays. Every week they come in, twice a week, thrice a week, hundreds of them, and desecrate Masjidul Aqsa. You see that? So that are Jutla. Remember the cursed nation, the swines, the pigs, the monkeys, the donkeys, and the dogs. All these words are used in the Quran, Sharif, Noble Quran, for the Jews. So you must know which type of people are the most hated and detested people on this planet. No power in Kiev. Putin, we like you, Putin. Putin hitting the suburbs, the stations there, you see that? And remember, he's got the best submarines. He hasn't started with that. He's got the best nuclear. And he hasn't started with that. He's humiliating Trump and the Europeans and NATO. So now, thousands and thousands of them don't have power. You see that? They're in Ukraine and Kiev. Kushner, the Harami son-in-law, he got no post, no nothing, but because he's the son-in-law of Trump, so now he thinks he can wield power and you know. So he landed now in Israel for talks with BB. Al-Khabithat lil-Khabithat. Al-Khabithuna lil-Khabithat. Both Khabith and impure and immoral people and cursed people. Julani the Harami, you see. So he is the Syrian leader. So today he'll be entering the White House. The first time a Syrian president and leader will be entering there. And he and Trump will butter him up. We will assist you. We will remove all the sanctions from you. And you must join the Abrahamic Accord. And then you know what you must do, Julani? You must allow us a military base there in Damascus. He, the idiot and moron, will say, yes, sir. And he will say that you must get the Nobel Prize. You see that? And then already the Jutla stole so much land already. You must remember from Syria. So now America will steal more land. And that is to show Putin, once upon a time you had a very big base there in Tartus. All that is gone. Now we got our base, you see. So it's all the dirty politics they play. And this Arab country, Tanpot dictators, Haramis, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith mentioned in Muslim Sharif, authentic hadith. Wailul lil Arab. So the woe and destruction to the Arabs, and you can see it now. Israelis attack journalists at the olive harvest in the West Bank. So the Palestinians go to their farms, their places, their olive trees, their everything, but the settlers will come and attack them, and journalists come, they attack them as well. Therefore we say, and you can quote me anywhere in the world, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. And any Jutla Zionist gets killed there. So in Palestine, occupied Palestine, we have no empathy, sympathy with them. We say go to hell and good riddance. Qatar Airlines, Qataria, to sell their shares in Cathay Pacific. Cathay Pacific is our airlines of Hong Kong. So now they made a deal, million, whatever it is, and they're selling their shares, or they sold it already. Sami Hamdi is a British citizen, born there, journalist. He went with the proper visa, valid visa to America, delivered lectures there in California, and now from California he went to Florida. So there, ICE are these immigration guys, they intercepted him and said, your visa is revoked. So he said, fine, so it is revoked, let me go, I'll get a plane and go home to Britain. They said, no. 2 weeks now he's in detention. That is your America. That is your democracy. That is your human rights. Hey, Pakka Harami is the biggest terrorist, remember, the Americans and the Israelis. We need to name them and shame them and so forth. See Israel. Every time they want to start with Gaza, start with the Palestinians, start with Lebanon, start with Syria, attack Iran, attack Yemen. Attack. So it's a cursed nation. So war with Hezbollah is on the table and might resume any time. So that is Israel. Herzog, you see, the president of Israel, Pakka Harami, war criminal. He said there is no such thing as a civilian in Palestine. Everyone is terrorist. You're born terrorist. That is Herzog. Herzog the Harami, today, tomorrow, you Muslims and people of justice there in Zambia, Lusaka, you should be sending out messages. Use that phone you have in your hand, your mobile and your cell phone, and say, you're not welcome here, Herzog. You are guilty of genocide. Israel is a cursed state, is a cancer, and must be eradicated and so forth. That is democracy. We have the freedom of speech and so forth. So today and tomorrow, these Jutlas will bribe up the African countries. They know how the African continent works, you see that. But what South Africa did, that we must salute the ANC. They took Israel to the International Criminal Court and ICJ and whatever else it is. So very good they did there. We must praise them for that. US were going after Bangladesh and criticizing them. Why? Because they were reluctant to criticize Russia. So now, from behind the scenes, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, the haramis are busy. They want to overthrow the current government in Bangladesh, regime change. These are these people. You don't play with them, Susi. You see? So that is how the game they play. Afghanistan, Pakistan, we support Afghanistan, Taliban. Pakistan government, bara chor hai. So the big crooks, majority of them. The army also big crooks, majority of them. So they had talks there in Istanbul between Afghanistan and Pakistan. The talks have collapsed and so forth. B, the Haaretz newspaper wrote a nice article. The Israelis and the Jutlas and Jews and Zionists better stop Bibi's poison machine. And it must be investigated before it's too late and it destroys the whole of Israel. So they call it Bibi's poison machine. Let's come to South Africa. Junaid Mutar, listen. Today, tomorrow, you're going to China Mall. You must be very careful. The G20, you know, like this 2 weeks' time or so, it will be hosted here in South Africa. Thousands of visitors will come. But what the ANC and them are doing, lipstick on the pig's lips. You see that? Putting lipstick on the pig. So now they put signage, you see, street signage, and they put this lights and they put that. The crooks came, they stole half of it already. They vandalized it. You see that? That is our South Africa. Choncha, Maningi Choncha. You see? You don't know that? Big crooks it means. Tabu Besta, the harami, the guy who escaped from jail, they murdered somebody, and us and so forth. He says, why the hell am I getting such terrible treatment? I want also, you must remember, to be treated like the other prisoners. But the other prisoners never escaped jail. They didn't commit murder. They didn't commit all the crimes you committed. They should put you away for life. If I had it my way, we put you in front of the firing squad. Minister, you see this? You must wake up, Muslims and people. Minister of Forestry and all that, Mr. Dion George. So he belongs to the DA, but he's holding two citizenship passports or what have you, South African and American. So what the hell are you doing in our cabinet? You must get out. You must remember that. Kick him out. You must remember. We don't want no US chumchas here and sidekicks here and so forth. So you, the GNU, Government of National Unity, fire him and say we don't want. Come on, Malema. This is your job now. So you need to say we must get him out. Remember, we don't want all these haramis in our cabinet and so forth. The allegiance is to America more than South Africa. Discovery Bank. You know, people who got Discovery, medical aid, all that. They got the bank also. Discovery Bank fined for 3 million rand for FICA violations. You see, they did some things that were not 100% right. So now they fined 3 million. So very good. So you must remember, they also must feel it. Increasing everybody's fees all the time. Modi, me and you as Muslims, me and you as people of justice and conscience, get that phone of yours working. Get your emails moving. And we must say, Modi, you are not welcome in South Africa. You are a war criminal as far as we're concerned. We know what you did in Kashmir. We know what you did in Gujarat. We know what you did in Kashmir. And the American regime themselves, when they saw and heard what you did in Gujarat, then they said you will not get a visa for America for 10 years. But when you became prime minister, then, you know, Americans, they always change the laws for their own interest. So that is, you're not welcome. And the last time he came, midnight or so, he ran away. Our lawyers, they're busy. Inshallah, we must try and get him arrested. You see that? So he's not welcome here. The Jews of Israel and so forth, or their supporters are not welcome here. And American officials are not welcome here. The pedophiles and the predators and so forth, and rapers like Trump and company. 8:30 to 9, the interview, inshallah. So who are the real enemies of Islam and Muslims? And then, inshallah, tafsir 1 to 2. And 2 to 2:30, report back will be trip to Heidelberg. Heidelberg, my hometown. I was born there, alhamdulillah. And then 8 to 10 tonight, the live Q&A. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.